Good morning. We are Brian and Donna Ness from St. Peter Lutheran Church in North Judson, Indiana. We welcome you to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. We look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song.
In today's Old Testament reading of Isaiah, we hear of the former time, a domination over the Israelites. In the latter time, or in more familiar terms, when the fullness of time had come, we hear of the fulfillment of the prophecy, which is to say, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light.
A reading from the 9th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. There will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian.
Born in a dark
heard John the Baptist proclaim Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In today's gospel reading, Jesus began his ministry and called his first four disciples to follow him.
A reading from the fourth chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan.
Happy.
Son from heaven foretold by ancient seers, by God the Father given, in human form appears. No sphere his light confining, no star so brightly shining as he, our morning star. The members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Multiple opportunities are offered weekly to receive God's love in Jesus through word and sacrament ministry. Weekly worship services are held on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6:30. Various small group Bible studies meet throughout the week. For more information, contact the church office at 574-896-2025. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School are located at 810 West Tolmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." May God's love always be with you.